You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Everyone, and welcome back to Star Fellows, your favorite D&D podcast in a galaxy far, far away. I am your Dungeon Master, Rob, and with me, as always, are Han.
Hello.
Amelia Somm.
No.
And Brennan.
Hi.
Where we last left off, we had quite the eventful session. Rakiad is now dead after giving his full spiel on the curse of the ring and wanting to depart this world and being unable to do so. You guys gave him a better death than he probably deserved, and that's even with him burning alive horribly and turning into ash. He gave you the scoop on his loot room, which you guys raided to the tune of some Beskar steel ingots, a new pistol for Rama, a battle Hydra skin jacket for L, and the blueprints to some hover boots as well that can be manufactured for the benefit of the whole party.
Manufactured by whom, Rob? Yeah, by who? We don't have a manufacturer anymore.
And getting to that, as the party came back to the capital district of Coruscant, and landed in 500 Republica at the Solar Swirl, owned and operated by one Rosie the Droid. And they walked in on Rosie getting decapitated by a violet-purple spluttering lightsaber held by the clawed hand of Sue, the Cathar, who leads the Red Maw gang and a bunch of nefarious activities, including currently stealing the Orb of the One Mind from out of Rosie's chest. So, where are you guys right now? You guys are at one end of this long, this long garage, essentially, garage and workstation. I've never given you the exact full dimensions of this. Safe to say it's a large space. The distance between where you guys right now are stepping out of the elevator that leads to the workstation, there is 300 feet of distance between where you guys are right now and where Rosie and company are, where Sue and company are and Rosie's now decapitated body is. So if you guys are going to try to intervene in this situation, I'm going to need you guys to roll initiative and then try to make the movement necessary to close the distance before they can boogie. Would you guys like to roll initiative now, or are you guys still deciding on how you want to approach this?
I'm fighting.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
You said last time there were three figures total with Rosie. Is Sue the only one we recognize out of the three?
So I'm going to retcon that slightly. So there's three figures that you recognize. So you recognize Sue, Kazak, the Trandoshan that was tailing you guys around for the beginning part of your journey, who made some not very veiled threats against Elle and Cecil. There is Oko wearing her jacket with all the patches, looking scared and roughed up and like a hanger on in all senses. There's also one other figure that you do not recognize, but you can place in terms of like their outfit. They are wearing black and yellow head-to-toe battle armor that is shaped and fashioned after bee stripes, like bumblebee stripes. This is a soldier from the Hive that has also accompanied them. There are two speeders parked like close to where they are. They are basically at the complete other end of this garage near the exit that just is the hangar exit, which explains also why it wouldn't open for you guys when you were approaching the outside of the building on your way back. The two speeders that are available to them are also yellow and black, fashioned after the Hive. Right. And then, yeah, Sue is holding a lightsaber in one hand, the orb of the one mind in the other. Kazak has a bolt thrower and a vibro greatsword out. And in between you guys are the dismembered and otherwise broken and dead bodies of a bunch of droids, a couple Trandoshans, and a couple other Hive soldiers that like perished in the battle to infiltrate this space. There are like broken down machines, like busted up ships that are like spluttering and sparking kind of wildly. This place is like very roughed up. There's also like you don't hear it, but there is like the red flash of an alarm going off in this space as well. Okay. Yeah. Roll me initiative.
All right.
I'm just going to dump my dice out. Whatever it lands on is my initiative roll. Aw. That didn't work out well.
I got an 18.
I got a 6.
I got an 8. This was not my best roll. Good start.
Great, and I'll roll for them.
25. 24. Natural 20.
Natural 30.
You guys manifested a little bit of that, unfortunately.
Everyone remember
I don't claim this negative energy, actually. I don't claim it.
We got a short rest on the car ride over, just sort of making sure everybody.
Yes, you guys did get a short rest. Points. You have not taken a long rest. Okay, so there's 300 feet of space in between you guys and your enemies. So we're going to move down the initiative order, and the name of the game here is trying to intercept them and prevent them from getting anywhere before you can like actually initiate combat and hold them here. So just to narrate for a second before we launch into the top of the order, Sue cuts off Rosie's head. You see the porcelain masked robotic head of Rosie tumble in the air and clang to the ground. She's holding the orb of the one mind. A hologram comes up in front of her. It is a woman-shaped figure in heavily obscured like robes who says,
"Yes, very good, Sue, very good. Bring me the orb as soon as you are able."
You hear Sue says, "Yes, Queen Meloronin, and I shall require the payment that we agreed upon as well. If you could just send them to my locale, that would be wonderful." That hologram ends. You hear Kazak say, "They're here, and there's more on the way. We must leave immediately." Oko just looks shaken and doesn't speak. The top of the order is going to begin with Sue. And she is going to, on her turn, turn to all of you and say, "Oh, you three again. How inconvenient." She is going to raise a hand to you all in your direction. You guys are 300 feet away still, so like a football yard or a football field's like length away. And she, like in between you guys, casts a spell. And in between you guys, about 150 feet away from you guys, a single point of darkness expands, and there is just an orb of inky black smoke that now obscures your vision and your ability to see past through to them. This darkness spreads. It fills a like 15-foot radius, basically. So you can move through it, and it's a sphere. Right, so you guys are no longer able to see what exactly they are doing past this sphere of darkness. Then it is going to be Akala, what's your modifier to initiative and dex?
+3.
Okay, so next we're going to go to you. What is going to be your first move here?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't fucking know. So the hole of darkness is like 150 feet away.
Yes. Just
cutting it in the middle. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I don't fucking know what to do. I mean, I guess I just run, right? I should take my dash action and run as fast as possible. 60 feet. Hold on. Let me see if I have any other bonus actions. Wait, phase walk is a bonus action? Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, I'm just gonna run. Because why not? What else can I do right now?
Sounds good. Yeah, so you're gonna move your full 60 feet of movement.
Yeah, and I don't have any bonus actions that can really... I mean, I guess I can do force imbuement on my shield. Because why not use that bonus action right now? Wait, hold on. I guess I could, if I can... I could use my action to run my 60 feet, and then phase walk is a bonus action, so that would get me another 30 feet, right? So I could teleport 30 more feet on top of the 60, but that would spend two of my force points, so I don't know if I actually want to do that. But that's something to think about. So I'm just going to dash for right now. I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay, so you're just going to take your dash?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you dash 60 feet, you just start sprinting directly in front of you. You can kind of like hear them shuffling around like on the other side of the orb of darkness.
Wait, okay, how far away are the ships from us?
Like their ships? The ships are very close to them.
To them, okay.
But it's going to take them a little while to like get in their ships,
right?
Get through the garage and like actually like get out of here, okay. Which is why the initiative order... somewhat important. Yeah, so like you make your dash, close the distance a little bit. We're going to move next to Kazakh. Cool. So the range is pretty great here. So Akala, you are now 240 feet away. Great. Okay, so Kazakh is going to take out his slug thrower. And he's going to make an attack against you, trying to shoot through the smoke to try to hit one of you. So I'm going to roll a die. Okay, and he definitely misses. He misses wildly. He cannot see through the smoke either, but he's just trying to put shots downrange to deter you. So you hear a gunshot. Akala, you hear a metal slug hit the... metal floor, like close to your feet, like somewhere within 30 feet of you. You hear that like metal ricochet sound, but otherwise are unscathed. Next, we're going to Oko, who again like looked terrified. You guys hear her say, "I think we should like get out of here now. This is getting pretty serious, and I'm pretty freaked out." Shut up, Oko. We're just get in the car. We're gonna leave soon. Just get in the car. She is going to enter into one of the black and yellow cars. You guys do not see which one. Next, it is going to be Rama's turn.
All right. So none of me blasters can shoot that far. They cap at 200 feet. So we're just going to run 30 feet. Does anybody here need any HP?
I am at full with two temp.
I'm at full.
All right. Yeah, there's something I can do until I run faster.
Yeah, I'm just gonna
take the dash action and move 60 feet toward the black smoke.
Okay, Rama, you also full on sprint towards the other side of the garage.
They're lying down covering fire. It's the slug goes over my head.
Yes. Kazakh, slow them down. We'll be gone here soon. Yes, ma'am. Next, it is going to be our good old friend, the drone's turn. He is going to lay down some covering fire as well and try to hit Rama, now coming towards this direction as well. Wow, he rolled super bad. He also missed. You hear a like a three-shot burst of laser fire like come your direction. scatter over your head as they like fail to accurately target you through the dark orb of darkness. I know that's redundant, the dark orb of darkness, but we're sticking with it. We're rolling darkness. With it because there really isn't much. It's just a dark orb of darkness.
We're rolling the orb. That's what we're doing. We're rolling with orb.
Yeah, orb be with you. That is going to bring us back to the top of the order with...
Do I get a turn?
Oh, you do get a turn. Elle gets a turn. Absolutely. Sorry about that. Now it's Elle's turn.
Yay. Okay, so we're in Rosie's garage, right?
Yes.
I assume we're probably near one of the like hover skateboards, yeah? Assume Rosie has like cool hover skateboards that move really fast.
What are the hover skateboards? Go ahead and roll hover skateboard for me. This is just a luck check. This is just a luck check. This is just a resource check around you.
No, I didn't see any hover skateboards.
You didn't? What'd you roll?
I might have rolled a natural one.
Oh. No. You look around and all the droids look broken and fucked. You actually see a hover skateboard that's been broken in half somehow during the battle. Like, you find so something sad. That you could have gotten on. But with a nat one, your luck is just so bad.
Okay. How? And we're 100 feet away?
You are 300 feet away.
300 feet away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a fun time.
Okay. I guess I'll just fucking run at it.
Okay.
As I'm running, I'm going to yell out. Do I know Kazak's name is Kazak?
They just said it, so yeah. But at this point, yes.
I'm just going to yell out his name and say, "We have unfinished business," and start darting toward him.
You'll have to make an appointment.
I would like to try and like taunt him in doing so. Like, if I can get him to like maybe want to fight rather than escape immediately, if that was his plan.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Not like magically or anything, but just vibe wise.
Right, just like just through role play. That's going to be, I think, a persuasion. Okay, here's the thing. I'll let you. Normally, I would say this would be a disadvantage roll because he has like direct orders to like boogie and bounce.
Yeah.
However, you rolled that nat 20 on intimidation on your first encounter with him,
yeah,
and I. Think that he's like pissed that he like got like punked. So I'm going to let you roll this straight up. It's going to be a DC 18 persuasion check.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
That's a 24.
It's a 24
with a natural 19. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Persuasion's my worst charisma ability.
Wow.
It's only a +5.
That's excellent. What do you say to like goad him into staying?
I say, unless you want to run away like last time.
I did not run away.
That's not how I remember it.
Kazak, what is she talking about?
Nothing. No, see, when you told me to go like intimidate them and whatever, and it turns out that the Twi'lek is jacked, and we, listen, nothing happened, and he, you just, like, hear him, like, low, like, another, like, slug into the chamber, I'll handle this, mistress, okay, please, just leave this to me, and you hear him, like, take several steps forward. It's not his turn yet, but we'll address that when it is in it. Initiative. Okay, yeah. Amazing. Yes, wonderful. That's such a good roll. Good idea. Okay, so now we're at the top of the order. With Sue. Sue is going to. Okay, before we get to Sue, one thing I also want to run by you. Monkey has been with you guys this whole time. He's been in stealth mode. Before you take your movement, L, Monkey will try to like grab onto your back to like travel with you on your turn. Was that something that you would allow? Or would you be like, fuck this monkey?
Honestly, fuck the monkey.
Okay. So, like, M0,
I think monkey's gonna give them the ring is what I think is happening.
Oh, true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then I'm gonna say at the very bottom of the order, M0 takes 60 feet of movement.
Yeah. Can I insight check monkey?
Yeah, you can insight check monkey.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Yeah, so that's a 22.
Right.
Wait. When I'm making insight checks, I can use my charisma modifier. So that's actually 28.
Did you crit?
Yeah.
We don't need to know the details if you crit. You crit. Oh, Jesus. These are good rolls, right? Right back to back.
It's the law of equivalent exchange. My next roll will be a 2.
Yeah, you kind of burned these on some interesting ones. Yeah, so like you hear like monkey like running essentially beside you three. You hear like these metal paws like hitting the ground. And he has like not really stopped like hooting and hollering and freaking out like since like he started acting strange on the ride over here. With your Nat 20 insight, like monkey just saw like his creator, like his mom, get decapitated. You like have this passing fear of like, oh, M0 is going to give them the ring, but like M0 doesn't know these people, has only ever worked like with you guys, and like to the extent that he followed anybody's instructions, it was only ever Rosie, who's now dead. So like the fear of like monkey giving over the ring is like unfounded. Like he's not, I mean, like unless he had some personal motive, which you can think of like literally zero, since like he,
or unless like, you know, they tear him apart limb from limb.
That is true. They would have to know he has the ring inside of him, or just bust him up enough where that is revealed. So like that's a legitimate worry.
If he's still running with us, I'll let him run on my back because I'd rather he be near me than not in that case.
Okay. So what he's going to do then is jump on your back when you take your 60 feet of movement, and then he's going to take his own 60 feet of movement.
Amazing.
And we're going to do kind of that piggyback scenario that power gamers love so much. So he is actually 120 feet away. He's 30 feet away from the dark orb of darkness. I'm going to only ever call it that because I don't have a better name besides dark orb of darkness. Okay. Yeah. So you realize that this monkey is very sad, very angry, most likely pointing murderous intent in the direction of your enemies. Do with that what you will. Okay. So now it is back at the top of the order. It's Sue's turn. Let's see. Everybody's hostile. Everybody's out of range. Wonderful. So she is just going to, you guys actually don't know what she does because you can't see her. So you just hear like some footsteps. And Sue does something that you don't know. Next it is going to be Akala.
Yeah, I am just gonna keep running. Take dash action again, but I'm going to use the force empowered self ability, spend a force point to use the ability slow time, and roll a d4, which will increase my speed by 5 times the amount that I roll on here. If that is...
Wow, 5 times the amount you roll? Jeez, okay.
That's a d4, though.
Oh, d4,
so
okay.
It could be up to 20, it could be only 5. Oh, it's 20. So, was that 60 plus 50? 110 feet?
Wow. Yeah. 110 feet. Okay.
Wait, no, 60 plus 20. I don't know why I said 50.
Yeah, I was about to ask. 80 feet.
Yeah, 80 feet.
Okay, so you move 80 feet. Okay. So in total, you've moved 140 feet. So you are like 20 feet past Monkey. You are 10 feet away from the Dark Orb of Darkness, which is... Yeah, you know, like I said, like a 15-foot radius, so it'll take like a full 30 feet to move through it, and it kind of like fills up the space. You could technically run around it if you wanted to, and I'm not going to do the circumference math to understand how much extra movement that would be, but it's technically possible. Yeah, so 140 feet. Yes. Akala, as you run up, you like get some more like sounds of like what's happening on the other side of the orb. Go ahead and just roll for me a perception check.
Perception is my best ability. That's a 21.
21's real good. You hear and like much more muffled voices. And like part of the reason, like, you know, at the full length of this garage that you guys could even hear each other is because like all of this metal like echoes and like reflects sound really well. You can hear them even though they're making like an effort to try to like conceal their voice. And you hear Sue and Kozlak having a little conversation. You hear Sue says, I'm going to get in the car. You take the orb and the drone and you go to the hive. We'll split and we'll reconvene later, okay? And then you just hear, understood. And then you hear more footsteps kind of leading away from you.
I have a brief question.
Yes.
Did Aqua's bonus action succeed in the in her previous turn for the extra 30 feet on top of the 60?
I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could, I think, like you could phase walk.
I could phase walk through the thing.
And you would be on the other side of the orb. Yeah.
I'll save that for next turn.
Yeah.
It takes 2 force points is the only thing, and I only have half of what I have left. So.
Oof.
But that's a good use for it.
Yeah. So. 2 force points?
It's been a long day. You guys really put in some fucking reps today.
Yeah, we've infiltrated a whole fucking castle, and now we're here. So.
We just got to keep the punches coming, baby. Next after Akala is Kozlak, who's pissed. So Kozlak is going to take his movement to come towards you guys. So Kozlak is now right. So now Kozlak is like 130 feet away from you, Akala, on the other side of the orb. So basically like the orb plus another 100 feet. He's gonna take his full dash action to get within 60 feet of you guys. Right.
Shoot me. I dare you. Shoot me. See what happens. Shoot me.
There's like a faint pause as he like tries to like aim somewhere on the other side of the orb. And then you hear like his gunmetal like move so that like in a very decisive way. Okay, so another set of bullets is going to come down range towards UL. He's tracking the sound of your voice and trying to aim appropriately. So he's going to make, he has multi-attack, so he's going to make 3 attacks against you guys.
Do I get the benefit of cover because of the dark orb thing in between us?
You do. You get, I guess you get like full cover, right? So he gets disadvantage on rolls, is that right? It's an additive value to your AC.
Yeah, I want to say it's like plus 5. I could be wrong though. I don't know.
I'm gonna say like, yeah, cover doesn't make sense because you're not actually in cover. You're just like obscured. So I'm going to give him disadvantage.
Yeah, like heavily obscured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to shoot 3 times. The first 2 were very bad, so he's not gonna hit there. Okay. He with disadvantage, he misses all 3 times. You hear 3 bullets that whizzed past you and Rama and Akala in the darkness. You hear the ricochet sounds of all 3 shots hitting, and it is going to progress down the order to Oko.
Can I yell something?
You can yell something.
I just want to yell, that the best you got?
Well, come a little closer past the orb, and then we'll have us a proper fight. I brought myself a nice little treat that I think will match your staff nicely.
This bitch don't know I got a lightsaber.
He doesn't know that you're a lightsaber.
I'm coming after him first. You got a light shield, too.
Cool.
This bitch don't know about Pangea.
I was pillow talking with Kozlak. It's going to be Oko's turn. You hear her open a door. You hear kind of like a whoosh, and an engine turn on, and then you hear a door close, and that's Oko's turn. And then it's going to be Rama's turn.
All right. So do I know how far away I am from
you are 240 from Kozlak?
because he's on the other side of the orb, so I don't know if I know how close I'd be, or...
You are 180 feet away from Kazak.
Damn. Okay. can I run... Can I try and see if I could do a... could I do a... some sort of check to see if there's a device that would help me move faster lying around if I have better luck?
A hover skateboard? I don't know, man.
Not a hover skateboard. Obviously, he can't.
A hover scooter, obviously.
Hover scooter! Hover roller skates.
It's like 50% less radical, but okay.
It sure is, but the other one got just... Wait a minute. How about piloting? You want to do piloting, Rob?
Piloting is not going to help you find things. Okay, so here's what I'll say. if you take your full like movement and dash to find an object that is going to help you, well, you'll roll a disadvantage. If you forego your dash as your action and instead use your action to like look for something that's actually usable in this garage and workshop to help propel you, you can roll it flat. Doesn't mean the DC is going to be easy, but it means that you're only going to be able to move 30 feet for the chance that you find something that can drastically change the speed that you're going.
Got it. Go-go gadget, Mandalorian jetpack. Let's see here. And what would you want me to roll for that?
So if you're committed to that,
you don't have to tell me before. I was just wondering if you could tell me what kind of check it is, if that's like, if that's investigation, perception, technology, piloting.
I mean, I would say that it's like, it's just like perception, because you're just trying to like see, like as you go, like if there's anything around you that can help you here. So I'll say it's perception if you want to do that.
High DC at a minus one doesn't really seem like it's worth the odds. If I'm moving at 60 per turn, I'll make it. Those odds are not good enough. Never tell me the odds. I'm actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take it. I'll take 30 feet.
The whole point of that phrase is to
I just changed my own mind. Never tell me the odds.
Okay.
That's a 13.
13 is not going to be enough to find anything usable. You like are sprinting around and like you're passing some workbenches and you like do see like some like random pieces of technology that do have like thrusters attached to them, but they're clearly not in working condition. It's not even clear like what they are. And you just like slow down for a little bit so you can take in your surroundings and then you don't really find anything. I mean, there are, I will say with the 13, you do see like larger ships that you could like commandeer to like chase them like out of the garage. But by the time you like get into like a starship, like an X-Wing, and then like try to like take off and like get everything ready, like they're going to be gone. So like you don't see like a scooter or like a small land speeder or anything like that. After Rama, it is going to be the drone's turn. You hear him say,
Kazak, what are you doing, dude? We need to get out of here. This motherfucker thinks that I'm going to run. I'm not going to run, okay?
You hear basically like an object be like tossed somewhere. You hear like a slight like...
Do you want me to wait in the car or no? Just give me some backup, but I got this, okay? I got this.
Okay, man. You hear like another gun cock, and this drone is gonna use his movement to try to close the distance as well. After that, it is going to be L.
How far am I away from this bitch? I move 60 feet, so I guess doing math, I'm, what, 270 feet?
240 feet.
240, oh, because he moved closer?
Yeah,
so oh, no, not... I moved 60 feet. I moved 60 feet, not 30 feet.
You move 16, he moves 60. So you guys together have closed 120 feet, meaning that there is 180 feet left between you guys.
Well, I'm just going to keep running.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to Sheehan form.
Okay.
So I can add half my wisdom or charisma modifier to my AC against one attack.
Okay, great. M0 is still going to tail behind you guys. He's going to take his full movement as well, meaning that he's traveled 180 feet. So Monkey is like still invisible, but you like can hear him like lead the charge a little bit, like into the dark orb of darkness. And you just hear a faint as he kind of like moves in. And then you kind of like hear him like stop somewhere in there. And then it is going to go. So L moved, then Monkey. So that means it's Sue. Great. So you hear, like the speeder, like one of the speeders kind of like rev up and like lift off the ground a little bit. Like, you hear her, like through like a partially opened window say, "Easy now, we gotta get the garage open and then we gun it." And you hear Oko say, "Okay, you know, I don't really like have much experience like driving these things. I don't know why you made me your driver. Just shut up. Oh my god, we're going to leave." And that's her turn.
Their relationship is so toxic. Like, literally just break up with her and go. You could do better, Oko.
Next is Akula's turn.
Okay, so I am right in front of this orb, right?
The
dark orb of darkness.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to phase walk through it.
Cool. So you're going to go 60 feet?
It's 30 feet.
30 feet, okay.
Because it is a 30 feet orb, right? Or is it 15?
And so it's 30 feet to get through it. So you're able to just like blink to the other side of the orb.
And now how far away is Kazakh from me?
Okay, so that's plus 30. So
so in total, I have run. Or I've moved 190 feet from where we started.
You moved 190 feet? 60.
Or okay. No. I've moved
170.
I've moved 170, yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
So you've moved 170. He's moved 60, which means that there is only 70 feet away from you guys right now. All right. Yeah, because that's 230. It was 300 foot distance to begin with. So yeah, so there is only 70 feet now between you guys. You see him with his like two-handed slug thrower. Which like looks kind of like a mix between like a shotgun and a rifle, basically. He levels it. So was that your full turn, or is there anything else you're gonna do?
That was just a bonus action. So if I can attack, what did you say he's doing?
I just said like as he like sees you come out of the mist, he like levels his gun at you and like trains it to fire at you. But it's not his turn yet, so
okay, that's fine. remind me how far away he is from me.
70 feet.
Oh,
after your phase walk, yeah.
Okay, I could use. Okay, if I use my regular movement and then roll high enough on slow time again, I could get within range to hit him with phase throw. So I think I'm gonna try that. I'm going to only have 5 force points left, but I think this is mostly what my force powers are for. So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to use a force point, use slow time, and add it to my movement. Oh, fuck yeah, that's 20 more feet of movement. So I'm going to use my movement, move 50 feet. So that puts me 20 feet next to him, right?
Yeah.
This guy up. I'm gonna phase throw twice. Let's fucking go. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. sorry, just to count actions there. So you did your phase throw. You did your phase walk, which was a bonus action.
Bonus action, yes. And then slow time cost me a force point, but it adds to my movement.
Okay, but that doesn't require like an action. That's just like a thing that you can do.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's just a thing that I can do. It doesn't say it requires an action.
Okay. It's Hold not on, like
let me read real quick.
Because if it's a spell, then it's you're casting as.
It's just like it's a feature that I have. It's my force empowered self.
Word. Okay. Well, so, then that's
when you permissive. Yeah, it says when you move on your turn. So hell yeah, let's fucking go.
Send it like yeah, a bat out of hell. So yeah, from Kozlok's perspective, this Jedi Togrutan woman just blinks to the other side of the orb, just out of thin air, just there, lands, and then, like, so fast, like, in a blink of an eye, covers 50 more feet, and then, like, throws your shield that spins with this golden light, like, so you're attacking twice, right? So you need to roll to hit twice against Kozlok.
All right, first hit is a 24.
A 24 hits.
Second hit is a 20, not natural.
20 hits.
Hold on. I have a calculator for how much damage I do on a phase throw because it's like a bunch of different things. Okay. That's 9 for the first hit and 12 for the second. 21. 21 damage.
21 damage. Excellent. Okay.
That is the most I've ever done on a turn, I think, since this campaign started.
you throw your shield and he's like, finally, oh, what the fuck? And then like the shield like whizzes past him. He like is able to like lean back from the first throw, and so it like grazes against his chest, like slicing to his armor. And he's like, you missed. And then it hits him on the back end of his armor as well, cutting through his back, and he kind of like stumbles forward a little bit. But then he's going to, on his turn, very good turn, by the way, drop to one knee and fire, thrice in your direction. He's just going to fire 3 slugs at you. Let me roll to hit. Okay. 11 misses.
Yep.
Does a 15 hit?
Nope.
Okay, 15 misses. Okay, and that last one is a... Yeah, that is a 22.
Yeah, that'll hit.
22 will hit. Okay, so I'm going to roll damage real quick.
And this is a ranged attack, correct?
This is a ranged attack, yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, interesting. That's going to be 8 damage.
Yeah, so I have Saber Reflect, so I'm definitely going to reduce that a little bit by 1d6, which is a reaction, and it's a cantrip, so I can just use it.
Okay.
That is lowered by 4.
Lowered by 4, so you take 4 damage.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, so, like, as you catch your shield, you very quickly are able to, like, bring it up, and the, slug, like, shatters on the metal surface of your shield. Since it, like, didn't hit the actual, like, saber rim of your shield, like, the metal plating does get damaged, like, and, like, dented, and as the bullet, like, fragments against your shield, some of it does, like, end up hitting, like, your, calf and, like, your, like, you know, like, your neck a little bit, so you do, like, draw blood, from some of that damage. Next is going to be Oko. The bickering between Oko and Sue has like gotten fainter like since they spoke. On Oko's turn, the garage door that leads to the outside of 500 Publica opens. Like the shutters like open like and Ogo is going to fly the ship towards the garage. I'm going to let you know right now, on Sue or Oko's next turn, that ship is going to have departed. So you basically have until Oko's next turn, that ship is here. So you get one full round until it's gone. Next, it is going to be Rama.
The ship can't leave until the garage door opens, right?
Yeah, it's like opening right now.
Is there a way I can try and shoot a mechanism that would stop the garage door from opening, or have it come down like the Rancor in episode 6, perhaps?
Okay. I mean, so by definition, there is a mechanism that moves this door that if it was shot, would cease it opening. Basically what you need to figure out is, can we see that from where you are right now? And can you even hit it? So what's the maximum range for your gun?
200. So if I move 30 feet, I will be within 180 feet.
Yes, because you moved 90 so far. Yeah, and if you move another 30, that'll bring you to 120. But yeah, which means it would be within 180 feet. Okay, so if you take your next movement, you'll be right in front of the Dark Orb of Darkness. So I think you'll actually need to try to get on the other side of that dark orb to be able to see this. But you would be in range. So if you wanted to, like, guess and try to hit at disadvantage against this thing, you could try to do that. But you'll have more success if you're able to get to the other side of the orb.
So, yeah, I'm going to move 30 feet and try and shoot. It's with disadvantage. I do have precision. I can use a maneuver to do precision, so I can roll a superiority die to add it. Okay. Can I roll both and then add it to the lower one?
So you want to take your multi-attack?
No. So if it's with disadvantage, I roll twice and take the lower one. So can I add it to the...
Yeah, you would add it to the lower one.
Excellent. I know I'm rolling twice, so I'm like, please don't make me use two superiority dice. Okay.
So given
shot in the dark, literally.
Yeah, so given the Dark Orb of Darkness, the DC to hit the mechanism on the wall that regulates the opening of these large metal shutters, I'm going to say that the AC to hit that mechanism from where you are is going to be 15 with disadvantage.
Got it. That's 19! I rolled a 16 and a 17. Superiority die with precision strike gave me 3.
Hell yeah.
Y'all are keep rolling them out. Very clutch on these like non-combat rolls. I love this.
Wait a minute. I didn't need to spend a superiority die. Oh, whatever.
Okay. So this is what's going to happen then. You... like are like running towards this orb and you are just like mind mapping where you think this mechanism would be, and you just like fire like up and at an angle towards the garage doors, and you like and you hear like something connect and hit and like something grind to a halt. One of the like sides of the shutters shuts down. Oculus, since you're on the other side of the Dark Orb of Darkness, you are able to see that the shutters aren't completely stopped, but instead of like opening like from the center out with like two like pieces like moving away from each other to create the opening, one half of the door has been stopped by Rama's shooting. So it is taking twice as long now for the same space to open up, which means that the escape of Oko and Sue will be delayed another round. Cool.
I would know if I hit it based off of the sound, or would I just, I feel like I would be like, I feel like it'd make the sound, well, I guess it'd hear the door stop, right? I'm trying to figure out
so
if
like,
you
hear in order, your own laser shots. You hear one of them just hit metal, like, and then you hear another one hit something, and you hear like a big electrical discharge, and you hear like mechanics grind to a halt, like gears grinding against each other trying to move but being deadlocked. And you
holy
can't
shit,
see
I was wrong, there is a god.
Yeah, just like faintly in your head, just god. you stop half this door. You can't see the results, but you can kind of intuit, unless Akala relays what happens back through the orb.
She yeah, seems busy.
You sounded like you were successful, so you can count that as a win. After Rama, it's going to be the drone's turn. The drone, you guys hear, says, listen, Kazak, like, they just shot the door. Like, we should probably, like, dip and, like, get out of here. Oko said there was more coming. That could be bad. These are Jedi, right? Like, maybe we should, like, dip. Kazak, Akala, you see,
maybe
just gives
like,
in.
A little bitch. I don't know.
Kazak turns and says, what? You sound like a little bitch, you know? Like we gotta fight. These people think we're weak. We need to show them what the Red Maw is all about. Yeah, see, like, listen, man, like, I'm part of the Hive. Like, I'm not even, like, with this gang for real. Listen, I'm gonna start the car, try to get some stuff going with the door. But Akala, you do see him, like, go, like, over towards the garage doors and, like, start, like, messing with the mechanism to try to, like, get it free so that he can make the escape route a little quicker. What I'm gonna do for him, Akala, or I said the DC to hit the door was 15, right? I just said that. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm going to have this dude roll an intelligence check, which he has a +0 to, with a DC 15 to succeed. If he succeeds, he will help open the doors faster. He won't be able to take any other combat actions this round. He's just going to try to, like, fix the damage that Rama just did. So we're going to roll for that. He rolled a 3, so he fucks it. And so, like, Akala, like, you see him, like, run over to the doors, like, look at this control panel with a giant fucking hole in it, and he's just like, like, starts moving around, like, some wires and stuff. You see, like, a big, like, spark of electricity. He says, nope, fuck it. Pulls out his gun, turns back around. and then it's going to be back at the top of...
No, it's L's turn.
Do I still get a turn this time, too?
You always get a turn. I'm sorry. There's just
I
a
don't,
lot.
I just wasn't sure, because it seems like sometimes I don't. Can I?
No, take your turn. Take your turn.
Yeah, I just want to keep running forward.
The orb of darkness is throwing shade.
Yeah, I want to go through the dark orb of darkness. I'm gonna keep running.
Okay. So
how close am I to the bitch?
So if you take a full 60 feet, you are. So if you take another full 60, you'll have moved 120. Kazak will have moved 60, meaning that there's still 120 feet away from you and Kazak.
Okay.
And you're, like, just in front of the orb. The dark orb of darkness.
Cool. I'm going to do the same thing and use the bonus action Shein form.
Great. Okay. Noted for sure. Okay. Now it's going to go to the top of the orb.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good Wednesday. We have just released season 4, episode 33. And I wanted to say thank you for waiting so very patiently for this episode. And I wanted to come on here to say that we have officially wrapped season 4. Kind of crazy. And what that means is the very next episode is going to be the last episode of Guildfellows ever. Kind of crazy, insane. It'll be the last, like, regular, like, story episode. We're going to have a season 4 wrap episode, as we always do. And then we're going to have a podcast, postmortem, wrap up, whatever. So, as you're hearing this, if you're in our Discord channel, our question channel will be open for both season 4 questions and podcast overall questions. I think we're probably going to, like, go season by season and just kind of reflect and see how far we've come and all this stuff. But take this as the opportunity to kind of, you know, talk to all of us as a unit for the last time, possibly. So, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Which also means this is gonna be my last announcement, update, whatever thing ever, probably. So, yeah. I don't know. That's really all I kind of have to say. I'm a little behind on our social media pages, so I apologize for that. But we'll get there. We'll catch up. And yeah, next week's going to be the very last story episode, season 4 finale. And then I'm not 100% sure when the wrap-up episodes are going to happen. They may not happen for a while, simply because a lot of us are busy and we're just kind of working around our schedule. So they might not happen for a few weeks. We're going to try to squeeze them in eventually. We're going to try to squeeze them in quick. But if they don't happen for a minute, then they won't happen for a minute. But they'll definitely at least come out this summer. I will make sure that happens. They'll come out as soon as I can wrangle everyone together. So, yeah. That's it, I think. That's all I really want to say. I don't really need to go into the regular spiel that I do because, I don't know, it's almost over. Yeah, thank you to Arcane Anthems for the theme song, as always. And thank you to everyone who has listened thus far. And we'll get into it more once those wrap-ups come out. But... yeah, that's what I've got. Thank you for listening. That's all I've got for you guys today. We love you all so much. Keep your heads up. Stay safe. We love you. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
So this is what's going to happen. The Dark Orb of Darkness is going to disappear on Sue's turn. And then she is going to use her force powers. She's going to use force push to try and free the broken down garage door from its lock and try to make a quicker escape for Oko. This is going to be a large object. Okay, I'm going to have her make a force check, essentially. She's going to have to... we're going to stick with 15 because that's been the consistent DC to manipulate this door in a lot of different ways. If she hits it, she'll be able to use her force to push the door open a little bit to free some space, meaning that they can expedite their escape this round. If she fails, they're shit out of luck. And they're going to have to wait another full round of combat to get out of here. Well, she rolled a 2, so it doesn't even matter. You guys don't even see anything happen. You just like hear some more of the door creak and like shake a little bit, and it's gone. But the Dark Orb of Darkness is now gone. Concentration was dropped on that. It's Akala's turn.
It is my turn. Okay. I did 21 damage on Kazak last time. You know, might as well just keep wailing on him. I know he has the orbs, so let's do it. Phase throw again from 20 feet away. I'm not going to move. Okay. That's an 11. Probably not going to hit.
11 does not hit, no.
Second one is a 19.
19 does hit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So that damage is 9. 9 total damage.
9. Okay, yep. So you hit him with your saber throw again. Same thing kind of happens where you throw this huge disc at him and he has trouble dodging it. Takes 9 damage. And you start whittling down his HP. Now it is Kazak's turn. Now that the Dark Orb of Darkness has been taken down, so Ellen Akla Okay, so L is like, or Akala as a whole, like 100 feet ahead of L. L and Rama are in the same spot, or within 30 feet of each other. So what he's going to do is he's going to train his slug thrower towards L and Rama instead, and he's going to use the burst ability, which means I need both of you to make a DC 14 dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, I fail. I was wrong. I said my next roll was going to be a 2. It was a 3.
That's a 23.
Okay, so...
my highest stat.
So he rolls... Okay, so that's going to be 9 damage for L, halved to 5 for Rama. Yeah, so he like is like still kind of like taking a knee and like squaring up. He turns his gun to L and Rama and says, "Who's running now?" And starts firing toward his you. Gun.
Running toward you.
still running. right, so he peppers the field with bullets. You guys dodge most of them. Rama, you kind of take a glancing one off of your armor. L, you get shot in the arm.
Sure.
But your jacket and your muscles like really do reflect most of the damage.
I totally forgot about my jacket.
Your jacket shouldn't add dexterity. So.
Yeah, it just adds one to your AC.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Also changes color.
And scares things.
Like does scare dark side creatures within your aura. I believe we said that was like a 15 foot or 30 foot aura.
Yeah
15 foot, I think. Okay, so that's Kazan.
You said 30 foot and then I talked you into nerfing it.
yeah that's true. Oko is now it's her turn. She's still in the car. She's looking at this like garage now very slowly opening. It's just like, okay, like this is why we should have left like earlier. And, like, not even try to have this fight so that we could have gotten through before they shut the door. And you just, like, hear a bunch of, like, yelling back and forth between these two women and the speeder.
Women, am I right?
Just alien dark side user things.
You sure it's not a female thing, Rob?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway, Oko guns it. So she's going to try to just, like, force her way through this garage anyway. She's going to, okay, well first we're going to just like roll to see if she's successful. So the DC for this is going to be quite high for her to succeed. She's not going to get any modifiers, so we're just going to see if she's able to force her way through. Wow. Okay. Well, the DC for that was 18. She got a 17, so she does not make it, but she's still going to take some damage, her and the speeder. Going to take 9 damage. Played yourself. Great. And the speeder is unable to like break free of the slow garage doors open. Kind of like she like guns it in and isn't able to like get the full movement through the garage doors. Next, it is going to be Rama. What you gonna do, bud?
I am going to run 30 feet, and thankfully there's no darkness or you know what it is. So I shouldn't have disadvantage, unless you say I do. Can I do my standard shoot 3 times and aim one of them at the door that's still functional?
I'm going to say that like in terms of like slowing the door down, you've pretty much done all you can do there. Like there was okay. Only like one control panel and it only affected half the door for what it's worth.
All right.
You could aim at the speeder.
Okay, cool. Is the speeder in motion? Because it did hit the door. I'm trying to figure out if I'm hitting a moving target.
It's currently like stopped while waiting still for the garage to like fully open up. Like it got like it was like trying to squeeze through the narrow gap and failed.
All right, no time like the present.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to okay, and then one question. With my new hand cannon, would switching it out be with my there's nothing in akimbo style technically. I can reload as like a free action, but like with gunslinger stuff, but what's the action economy to switch a blaster pistol for the hand cannon?
So this is what I think. Because the hand cannon is a two-handed weapon and you don't have anything that allows you to wield two-handed weapons In one hand. You can take your first shot with the hand cannon, holster it with your object interaction, take out your two blasters to do your disadvantage, you're not disadvantaged, but like unaided akimbo mastery two shots. So yeah, as long as you start with the hand cannon,
right,
and then do a hot swap.
But it couldn't holster them both. Yeah, that makes sense.
You can't like start with the blasters and then have like your hand cannon in your offhand, because you can't wield it effectively in one hand.
That makes perfect sense.
Big, it's like a Desert Eagle like big dick pistol. Like it is like not like
big
it's like comical. Like it's like 2 feet long and like weighs like 25 pounds.
All right, that makes sense. In that case, we're gonna do all three blaster pistols at the speeder. It's because I want to keep Oko here. First one, 16.
Speeder to start. 16 will hit.
All right. Second one is a 17.
Are you still firing at this? Are you doing all three at the speeder?
Unless it explodes before I, or dysfunctions before I'm done with it.
Sure. You can do all three at the speeder.
All right. Let's see here. I guess in that case, do I roll damage between each shot, or just in case it blows up before? What do you think?
We'll just do all three to hit, and then we'll roll all the damage. All
right.
Speeder is pretty. It's like a interstellar spaceship. Like,
get it.
Yeah.
So seven. Let's see here. So that one, I do get my proficiency. That's thank goodness, because that was a low roll. It's 18.
18 hits.
All right. Okay. So that's 16 energy damage.
Okay. 16 energy damage. Great. Righty.
Then can I action surge? we took a long rest.
Yeah.
I mean short rest.
Yeah.
Short rest.
You can action surge.
All right. I'm gonna fire three more.
Okay, what is the language of action?
Action surge, mm-hmm. You get an extra action. You don't get an extra turn.
Oh, got it. Right. So an extra shot then?
So you get two shots per action, so you get two extra shots.
Got it. So first one is a 12.
To hit? No.
Hey, natural 20.
That does hit.
Okay. Gives you the whole damage. In that case, I am just going to see double the dice. That's 2d6s plus 4. 6 plus 3 is 9, plus 4 is 13 energy damage. And there goes my one action surge.
So 13 energy damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. So in one turn, you just like pepper the back of this yellow and black, like kind of rounded interstellar like space fighter with energy shots. Just and you see like the bird marks like burst through like some of the metal, and you see like steam and some sparks fly up from some of the like outer exterior of the ship. It is still like hovering and like trying to force its way through the garage doors. after Rama, that is going to be the drone. The drone like sees the darkness drop. The current ship, like, stuck in the garage door, like, is doing the math, like, okay, like, we just, like, need more time before this, like, gets bad. So, with that in mind, yeah. So, this drone is going to yuck a grenade at you guys. He is within range of Akala for a grenade, I believe. Okay, so he's really only going to be in range of Akala then for this grenade throw. He's going to throw a frag grenade like basically at your feet, Akala. Going to need you to make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw for me.
That should be easy. That is a 24 to save.
24. Okay, so you are only going to take then. You're just going to take one damage because you rolled double snake eyes. Wow.
Love it.
The rolls been really in your favor.
Maybe they're like... just idiots. Maybe that's the case, and we're just smart and beautiful and talented.
Literally perfect beings that have done no wrong. Well, fuck a duck. Okay. After the drone's turn, that is Elle's turn.
Yay. Okay. I take my 30 feet of movement. How close am I to the bitch?
30 feet of movement. You are within 90 feet of Kazak.
Okay. I'm going to use my action to dash. Okay. So I'm within 60 feet of Kazak.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to lend aid to myself. Okay, I get 6 points of healing.
Okay. Nice, nice, nice. Okay. Then it's going to be Monkey's turn. He's going to advance his movement by 60 as well. Okay. Yeah, so Monkey is like right next to you, Akala, and is a little bit ahead of you, L. Great, 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 great. Love it. Love everything. So after that, it's going to be Sue's turn. We're going to roll one more time for Sue to try to get them out of this jam. If they succeed, they're able to go right away. If she fails, we still have to wait for Oko. God, they're rolling so dog shit. So this dog water force caster tries once more to open the garage door. So not in her zen place. There's gunfire. There's like catastrophe. There's multiple magical objects making this difficult. They're not able to get through the garage door, but it is opening steadily and progressively. So very soon they will be able to get through. You hear Sue very frustratedly just says, fine, we'll wait. We'll just wait. We'll just wait. And then it is going to be Akala. It's going to be your turn again.
All right. Two more hits on my boy Kazak.
Okay. Roll the hit.
Ah, the first one's a 9, so probably not. Second one's a 14?
Neither of those hit, unfortunately.
Ah, okay. Well,
yeah, so you get a little fancy with your shield. You're kind of like doing like spins to like catch it and throw it again. You're having a great time, I imagine, just whipping your light shield all over the place. But you do miss twice on these most recent attacks. After that, it is going to be Kazak, who is going to take his he's going to take 30 feet of movement to go up to you, Akala. He's going to drop his bull thrower and take out a vibro greatsword, so like an electrically charged vibrating greatsword, and is going to try to duel with it. He is going to rush you, Akala, and he is going to make a series of attacks against you.
Great.
First attack, does a 16 hit?
It meets.
Meets it, beats it, so that's a hit. The next one fails. The next one's a crit.
Great.
So he's going to roll damage twice. So the first hit is going to be 8 damage.
Okay.
And then the one that he crits on is going to be 26 damage.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so after you catch your shield after the most recent saber throws, he comes up to you, and a series of, like, 3, like, hard attacks is able to, like, rebuff you, like, trying to block with your shield, and because this is a vibro weapon, he is able actually to make contact with the lightsaber's edge of your shield. So he takes one swing to bat away your shield, and then the other two, he slices twice across your chest, cutting open your robes and leaving huge gashes in your skin. You get knocked back, and you fall to the ground unconscious. What's your HP max?
28.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Baby. I was at 23, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, baby.
Okay. Okay, so Akala is down.
Yep.
That was Kazak's turn. It is now Oko's turn, which means the garage is now fully open. You hear like the shutters like grind to a halt. You see like the zooming cityscape beyond. You hear you hear like a horn beep twice, and then you see the speeder with Oko and Sue bust out of the garage, leaving just the three of you, Monkey, Kazak, and the drone left. So that's Sue's turn, or sorry, not Sue, that's Oko's turn. So Sue and Oko are out of there. Now it is Rama's turn.
All right, well, damn, so much work trying to stop them. But I guess once they go, I'll turn my attention to see Akala get felled, and I'll just whip out the pistols and start going at it. So I'm going to shoot thrice. First one is a 21.
So you're aiming for Kazak?
Yes.
21 hits.
Second one is a 17.
17 hits.
Last one is, woo, it's a 26.
26 hits.
So on the first one, I'm going to throw down a, let's see here. First one, so I used my reaction, Can I do the explosive powder thing again with a bonus action?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, so you're able to do that, yeah.
Sweet. Okay. And so then
he has to save to not be on fire, right? If you hit with that,
yes. On a failed, so on a fail save, let's see here. World on fire. Let's see. Additionally, when you hit with your target, you use a bonus action to expend and roll one spear to ignite phosphorus and powder on your target, dealing an extra fire damage. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, so it's just if he
doesn't
hit.
Get a save. It's just if I hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet.
And you hit. So.
Awesome. So disarming blow doesn't say it costs any action in the rules as written, like a bonus reaction or anything. So can I spend a superiority die to throw down the disarming blow on one of the other weapon attacks since it hits three times?
Are you able to add or do like one like more than one of those in a turn? Like, are you able to set it on fire and disarm him at the same time?
If it's with two different hits.
Okay, which it is. So yes, so you can disarm him, and that requires a strength saving throw
it
from him. I believe.
It does. Yes.
Okay. What's the strength DC for that?
14.
Well, he rolled 13, so he drops his big sword. you like see the smoke clear. You see this speeder take off. You see Akala get chopped twice. Really badly and fall to the ground. You immediately level your blasters at this man, hit him three times with your second bolt hitting his hand, drops his sword to the ground. You see him like lean down and get it. In your last blast, you load a phosphorus round, hit him again, and his jacket catches on fire. And you see him like struggle to like put it out as he takes fire damage. So what's the total damage there that he took?
All right, so the fire damage is only 2. It looks okay. Way cooler than it is.
Sure. But, yeah.
Then it's, let's see here. That is 24 damage.
24, okay.
And then there's the 2 fire damage, so 26 total.
Great. Yeah, so he looks pretty roughed up. He takes 71, or sorry, he takes, how much damage you just said?
26. I'm 26 quickly damage. Running out of superiority dice, so hopefully we drop him soon. I'm about out of stuff to do.
Okay. So that's Rama's turn. Very good turn. Next, it's going to be the drone. The drone sees this getting very hairy and knows that his job is not to save this man's life, so he's going to go ahead and get in his speeder and start the engine. And you hear or you see him get in very quickly. He burns his movement to do that, and for his object interaction, he turns on the speeder, and it starts to hover above the ground, preparing to GTFO. Next, it is going to be Elle. What's your turn, girl?
Okay, I am gonna run up. I run 30 feet, and I'm next to Akala and the bitch.
Yes.
Okay, bonus action, lend aid. Akala, you get 6 hit points.
Hell yeah.
And then, so you're no longer unconscious, so you don't have to make any death saves. I'm going to position myself between Kazak and Akala, and I'm just gonna take 2 attacks at him. Actually, no, I'm just gonna make two attacks. I think that's what I want to do. And we're gonna manifest a natural 20. Yes!
Really? Really? Like, actually?
Amazing. Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's great. That's, Jesus.
I rolled for both attacks. I got an 18 and a 20.
Oh, both hit. Woo! Yeesh.
We're not fucking around today.
We are not. Yeah. Let me send this to the chat. There we go. Okay. Anyway, so I'm just going to do, that's my double saber, so that's, that'll be 3d8, 2 plus 7 is 9, plus 8, yes, is 17, plus 4 for the modifier. Oh yeah, I didn't check for the 18, but I assume a 23 hits, yes?
Yeah.
So wait, what did I say? That's 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 4 is 21 energy damage as I just come up and slice them with my lightsaber. I do the L thing where I'm like, I stop, I take a deep breath, and I swipe my saber through him, and then instead of like swinging it back the other way, I just twirl it around in my hand so that the other side of the saber also hits him again.
Okay, sick.
As I slash across the chest, just.
Okay, excellent. So did you do your bonus for your crit as well, or did you just roll for the one attack?
Oh, that's both attacks.
Okay, so the total for both attacks was
17 plus 4.
So 21.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks rough. You guys have done a ton of damage to him. His like heavy battle armor has bullet holes and lightsaber holes in it. He has been like burned and cut and shot. He is like on his last legs. He dropped both of his weapons. He's looking really rough. And he like falls again to like one knee as he like tries to grab his sword as you like hit him twice. And it is now back to the top of the order, actually with Akala.
Yeah, so I'm healed, so I don't have to do any fucking death saves. Thank God. I'm going to use a bonus action to use my second stim pack to heal myself. 2d4 plus 2, so that great. Is...
And you still have, like, the two, like, it's like a, there's, like, an X-shaped, like, huge set of slashes, like, across your chest. So,
stab this in my thigh. Gonna say this,
like, yeah, like, it's, it, this is, like, it's, like, a serious wound, like, you're still very hurt, but, like, between L and the stim pack, like, you stopped bleeding out.
Okay, I got 8 hit points back. Great. So, I'm back up to half health, thank God. So I'm gonna hit him. Let's hit him again. Face throw. I'm gonna move out of the way so L is not directly in front of me so I can hit him.
Great.
Okay, first hit. 12, probably not.
12 is a no, yeah.
No. 24.
24 does hit.
Okie dokie. So the damage for that is...
Throw your lightsaber. The initial throw misses, but very much like a boomerang comes back and hits him again. What's your damage there?
I got snake eye, so that's 6 damage.
6 damage, okay. Getting close.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I kind of wanted you to not roll well so that way I could finish him off.
Well, you can't have all the cool moments. Sorry.
But I mean, like, we're getting there. It's anyone's ballgame. So you throw your lightsaber again, hits him on the rebound, you catch it again. Looking,
you can kill Oko and Sue.
Very fucked up. They're gone.
Yeah, they're not here.
Not forever.
No,
the time comes
right.
When we have to murder the girl who we're
Oko's
to
bounty
save.
is for her to be brought back alive. So if I kill her, then you don't get any money.
Okay, well, Elle's not in it for the money.
Okay.
There's things are far too complicated now.
Just you can kill all the other baddies. Okay.
Fine.
I think we have to fight Queen Melatonin.
As you
say.
Yeah, it's true.
Did I say Queen Melatonin?
No, I said Queen
Melatonin.
Yeah,
I recall.
Oh. It always autocorrects when I type it to Queen Melatonin, so I like very much thought when you said that in a moment, like, did I say Queen Melatonin? No, Queen Melaronin. Yeah, she's also somewhere. We'll figure that out later. Not important right now. Great, so it's Kazakh's turn. He sees the writing on the wall, y'all. He is going to take a... bonus action, disengage, and then use his movement to cover 30 feet to get to the other speeder and is going to try to get in. He can't quite. I mean, so like he is like basically at the end of his turn, doors open, about to step in. Very low health. You see him like throw like a pouch into the backseat of the speeder. The drone says like, hurry up, man. We got to leave. It's now or never. And that's going to end Kazakh's turn. After Kazakh, it is going to be Rama.
I am going to use my bonus action to do the maneuver rally and say to Akala, rub some dirt on it. Let me roll for the healing. That's 6 temporary hit points.
Hell yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to do the standard shoot thrice. Twice with an action, once with the reaction.
Cool.
There's a 19 hit.
19 hits.
I'm shooting Kazakh as...
Figured.
Does a 4 plus 14... 18 hit?
18 does hit.
All right, proficiency, so it's plus 7 plus 5. Does a 12 hit?
12 does not hit, so you get 2
hits. All right. And is he holding any weapons?
No.
Okay, well, it's going to be some mediocre... Oh, not too bad, though, on the damage. That's a 6 and a 5. That's 11 plus the 11 plus 4 plus 8. It's 19 damage, energy.
19 damage. So Kazakh, like... sprints away from you guys, tries to get in to the speeder, is huffing, we gotta go, gun it. 3 shots in the back, and you see him like flop against the speeder, a trail of dark crimson blood leaves on the speeder as his body slides down the metal side of it. From inside, something closes the open speeder door. Kazakh's body falls limp and lifeless onto the floor of the garage. And after Rama's turn, it's going to be El's turn. So all that's left is the drone and the speeder.
Okay, I move 30 feet. How close am I to the drone and the speeder?
So you're gonna move 30 feet towards it. So he moved like, so Kazakh basically moved 30 feet away from where you guys are having the battle. So I'm gonna say that if you move 30 feet, you're like at the speeder.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I could just hit the guy on it, yeah?
Yeah, so it's like you need to think about this spaceship as like the kind of spaceship that's like similar to like an X-Wing or a TIE fighter, in that like they're like, it is not, it's like built to have more than one person in it, but it's not so easy as just like walking up to somebody's car and like yanking them out of it. Like there's like doors that automate that like let them into it. It's like a steel, like metal hole, like hole, H-U-L-L-L. Yeah.
How, like, is it locked? Like, could I jump in?
The door did like just close. I'm gonna say that yeah, he did like hit the lock once Kazakh died. The drone's like, fuck it, like I'm not trying to waste my time here.
Okay, then I'll just try and attack the speeder with my lightsaber, try and hit anything fragile and important.
Yeah, I mean, since it's like an object that's standing still, I'm gonna say that you just like are able to hit at close range, so just roll damage against it.
I'm going to use my attack and my bonus action. So that's 3 attacks.
Okay.
3 plus 3 plus 3. So sorry, that's 9 plus 4 is 13.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, like, you like make several slashes into like the side of this thing, like, and you like are able to clip like what looks like important machinery. Like, this thing like is like emanating fire and stuff to like propel itself and like keep it like above ground, stuff like that. So like it's kind of difficult to like hit the engines and not yourself like get hurt in the process. So you're able to do good damage against it, and it shows on the speeder, but you're not able to like ground it.
That's fair.
After your turn, M0 is going to take the rest of his movement. He's going to come out of invisibility. You guys see him shoot a dart from his arm onto the speeder. You see that it's like it sticks into the metal, and you see like it blink like rhythmically like on beat with this just like normal like white light. And then, yeah, oh, sorry, I skipped the drone's turn, actually. I'm still going to say that happens with M0. And then the drone is going to take his turn to gun it. So it speeds forward. L, you manage to... L, just roll me a dexterity saving throw since you're, like, right up against this thing. It's, like, about to, like, go very fast, like, past you.
17.
17 does it. So you're able to, like, jump back before this thing, like, actually, like, clips you with a wing or anything like that. And the speeder with the drone takes off out of the garage into 500 Republica. So now we're out of initiative. Kazakh's body's there. Rosie's body is there. M0 has like pulled up what looks like a like radar tracking device for that ship. That's what he like shot against it just now. And you guys are done with combat. You guys are able to progress however you'd like.
I'm gonna just sit because I almost just died. I'm just gonna sit on the ground. Take a second.
I'm gonna go up to Kazakh and see if he has anything of import on his person.
So you roll him over. I'm going to say like with his dying like he's like dead for mechanical purposes, but like as you turn him over, he sees you, and like before the light completely leaves his eyes, he like says,
"The Red Ma will resurrect the Infinite Empire, and you all will perish."
And he goes quiet. On his body, I'm going to tell you first what you don't find. You don't find the orb. Orb is not on his body.
He threw it in the ship. Yeah, I kind of assumed.
You do find, so you have like his communicator and like the data stored on it, which you could go through whatever you guys want, basically, and make a series of checks against that to see if you're able to like break into it and get his information. His weapons are on the floor. It's a bolt thrower and a Trandoshan greatsword. You also find 300 credits on him as well. And that's about it. Otherwise, he's just like wearing like a heavy combat suit armor, with some like Trandoshan symbols and like a Red Maw patch on it as well. Besides that, that's all you find.
And pocket the money.
As is your right. Okay.
Should one of us go chase after him?
How exactly do you suggest we do that?
No. Maybe monkey's tracking him.
I don't think I'm really in much shape to keep fighting.
Me neither.
Especially, he's probably going back to that giant black and yellow thing in the sky.
Fair enough. I just, I'm just gonna, like, kick a piece of debris by Rosie's head.
Kick Rosie's head. Oh, shit, fuck!
Yeah, not Rosie's head.
Just the tumbles disrespect
out the door.
Just falls off all the way down the outside of Coruscant.
You guys are like taking a sit and like are frustrated and like trying to figure out what to do. And after a few moments, you guys like hear like the elevator start to move. and after a few moments, it opens, and out steps three figures, all in long flowing robes. In front of you, you recognize leading the three of them. You see Master Ugle, the large Ithorian man, with his big green light halberd drawn, like a lightsaber that like curves at the end with like a hook, almost like a shepherd's staff, but it works essentially like a halberd. He has his light weapon out. To his left is Maxi wearing his robes, his like navy blue investigator robes, with his blue like normal kind of light like rapier style lightsaber out. And to the right of Master Ugle is a tall man who Rama, you have not seen before, but El and Akala would recognize. He is a tall, dark-skinned and bald human man with tattoos on the crown of his head going around in a circle, with symbols kind of like at each like of the four corners of his head tattooed onto his skin. He is holding a double-sided green lightsaber as well, and his face is covered with a mask that is associated with the Jedi Sentinels. And upon seeing you, El, your former Jedi Master, Master Kobe Cornelius, says, "Well, looks like we're too late. But where one problem ends, another begins."
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.